a perfect day. I love L.A.
I do love L.A. Welcome back to the Bradcast. I'm Brad Friedman on KPFK. We are live this afternoon in Los Angeles. Glad you could join us. By the way, I keep forgetting to give out my Twitter handle. If you'd like to badmouth me there, you may. My Twitter handle is TheBradBlog. Otherwise, I am your friendly citizen, investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, and muckraker from BradBlog.com. Dean Logan was appointed Registrar Recorder County Clerk for Los Angeles County, California in 2008, July of 2008, previously serving prior to that as the Acting Registrar Recorder County Clerk and as Chief Deputy prior to the former Registrar Recorder County Clerk Connie McCormick's sudden departure in the months before the 2008 presidential election. Dean Logan has over 20 years of experience in elections administration. Prior to moving to Southern California, he served as the Director of Records, Elections, and Licensing Services for King County, Washington, as State Elections Director for the Washington Secretary of State, and as the Elected County Clerk and Chief Deputy County Auditor in Kitsap County, Washington. He joins us today on the Bradcast to talk about something that I've been looking forward to talking to him about on the air. Hopefully we can do it with some frequency as this moves forward over the next year or two. A new voting system for Los Angeles County, the largest county, the largest voting jurisdiction, at least in the nation. It is larger, has more voters than 42 of the 50 states. That's one county alone. We're talking about some 4,621 polling places. It is a monster. Some 25,000 poll workers each election. Dean Logan has his hands full, and he wants to make his life much harder by completely reworking the voting system. Oh, Dean Logan, welcome, sir, to the Bradcast.
Thank you, Brad. It's good to be here.
Did you notice that you guys in the elections industry have the longest titles ever? Registrar, Recorder, County Clerk.
It is an interesting phenomenon. I often tell people that when they tried to organize Los Angeles County government, they took everything that didn't fit somewhere else and added a hyphen and a slash and called it the Registrar, Recorder, County Clerk.
That's it. I'm just going to call you Dean. But very good. Glad you could join us here. Have been looking forward to talking to you about this for a long time. Before we get into this, to these plans for a new voting system, let me give you some kudos here because this was important. You know, coming out of 2012, what everybody was talking about, at least as of Election Day and beyond, was these ridiculous long lines that we saw all around the country, really, most notably in places like Florida, Ohio, Virginia, these swing states. But a recent study came out from MIT, and it wrote, on the whole, states with the smallest population had the lowest waiting times. This is related to the fact that rural areas had the shortest wait times and cities had the longest. However, they write, it should be noted that California had amongst the shortest wait times in the country at an average of 7 minutes, and Los Angeles County, the largest electoral jurisdiction in the nation, also averaged just 7 minutes to vote. Thus, while large urban areas may be prone to longer lines, they are not destined to have them. We don't have them here. People often point to Los Angeles County as, you know, this huge voting jurisdiction. You can't do this there. You can't do that there because it's just so big. But, Dean Logan, you were able to get people in and out, well, at least in to vote, in 7 minutes. Congratulations. Thank you. And what is your secret, Dean?
Well, thank you for that. I don't know that there's a secret. I think it relates to a value that we place on the voter experience in LA County, and we still value with our current voting system the best way to ensure that people are not going to have long lines is to have sufficient polling places. And for us, that means as you mentioned earlier, that means setting up as 4,600 or more polling locations, but that's a necessary component to serve a community that has very diverse populations and that is spread out over a large geographic area. And the other piece to that, and again, this isn't unique to Los Angeles County, but is that We do have options for voters. So a lot of voters choose to vote by mail, although a smaller percentage in LA County than in the rest of the state. But we do have over a million voters who choose to be permanent vote by mail voters. We factor that into the population at our polling places. And, it really is just about the value of the user experience, which is ironically driving this other project as well.
And let's get to that other project, because I was in on some of the early discussions of this project when it was just coming together about 2 or 3 years ago, maybe even more at this time. And I mentioned before the break that, if people are listening here, I know we've got a big national audience. This is not just about L.A. County, because the way you're thinking about remaking the L.A. County voting system would make the system available for sale to other parts of California as well as to the rest of the country. And as I pointed out, what happens here in L.A. and in California when it comes to elections often affects everywhere else in this country. We get a lot of these systems first, and then they go elsewhere. You're talking about remaking the entire L.A. voting system, essentially. You said recently in an interview on NPR that the 50-year-old system that we currently use is nearing the end of its useful life. What does that mean? Why is the system that we're using, the OpScan system with the little bubbles on it, a little bit different than the rest of the country, but why is that ending nearing the end of its life as you see it?
Right. Well, there are a number of factors involved in that, but that particular issue is just to provide the background. The voting system in use in Los Angeles County is still a derivative of the original punch card voting system that was first introduced to Los Angeles County in the 1968 election. So we're talking about a voting system that at its core is over 40 years old. Now, it's been adapted over time. It's no longer a punch card system, but it functions like a punch card system. So instead of pushing holes through the IBM style card, you use inking devices to fill in those ovals with ink. There are a couple of issues with that. In terms of the lifespan of it, the physical lifespan of the equipment that is involved in using that system, the vote recorder devices that are set up, they're very labor intensive. The supplies for them are not common supplies that are used for other functions anymore. It's really an old methodology. The card readers that we use to count the ballots, the good news is they count them very quickly and efficiently, which is great for a jurisdiction our size, but it's getting harder and harder to have those maintained, get parts, and have them serviced. Beneath all of that, the software that runs the actual tabulation program that reads those optically scanned ballots and tabulates those and consolidates those into actual vote results is outdated software. And so similar to the parts on the physical equipment, it's hard to find people with the skill level or the background to even make modifications to that software if and when it's necessary. So what we end up being in a situation where we're really one regulatory or legislative change away from becoming obsolete. And we came close to that, or really saw the significance of that, when California switched to the top two primary system, which required some modification of the system in order for the votes to be tabulated correctly. And we almost were unable to accommodate that on the current voting system.
I'm sorry,
also has limited capacity, because you have 12 pages of physical real estate to list the ballot measures and the contests on that ballot, and we're very frequently close to exceeding that capacity.
And just to be clear, that software we're talking about that counts the ballots, that's proprietary software, right? That's not owned by LA County. That's owned by, is it IBM? Is it ES&S? It's not owned by us, right?
Yeah, actually, that's not the case. That's the interesting thing. And again, that's one of the things that's unique about Los Angeles County, and one of the things that's important to us or value to us in this process. The tabulation software that we use was actually developed by Los Angeles County, by the Information Technology Services Division of Los Angeles County. Now, we do use components of vendor-based systems, for instance, the scanners that are at the polling locations, mm-hmm. and some of the peripherals. But the actual tabulation software that reads the ballots through those card readers, that was developed and is owned by Los Angeles County. And I think that's been a great benefit. Now it's old and it was grandfathered in, so it hasn't been through the robust testing and certification process that new systems have to go through. But interestingly enough, that's a key component of this project, is we still would like to have a publicly owned and publicly operated voting system, which is not the case in most jurisdictions in the country.
And I know there is a bill in the Senate from Senator Alex Padilla to sort of help you with that project, and I want to ask you about that in a moment. But with the current system of optically scanned paper ballots that are hand marked by the voter, how can we know that the computer has tabulated that ballot correctly? Isn't it true that we actually have to count those ballots by hand to know, in fact, if the computer has accurately recorded them?
Well, there are a couple of things inherent in the regulatory environment around elections to help provide that level of assurance and confidence. One, we're required to do pre-testing, logic and accuracy testing on the voting system, where we run marked ballots through the system, produce results that we can compare to hand-counted results so we know that they were tabulated correctly, and then we lock down the system, and that test is run and verified each time we do a subsequent count in the election, so the system is tested throughout the process. Then we also are required under California law to do a 1% manual tally, where we take 1% of the precincts, the ballots cast in 1% of the precincts in any given election, and then we hand count those votes and compare those to the system tabulation. And that's through a random selection. So that is one way of verifying the accuracy and the reliability of the system. We also have and as you can appreciate, in a jurisdiction this size with the number of contests and measures, we frequently have requested recounts, manual recounts, mm-hmm. when there's a close contest. And again, that provides a set of data that shows the validity of the election outcomes.
I'm speaking with Dean Logan, the Registrar, Recorder, County Clerk for Los Angeles County, California, the largest voting jurisdiction by far in this nation. So, Dean, in fact, what you're saying is the current system, to know for certain that the computer has counted it correctly, that's why we do this post-election 1% manual audit. We count them by hand to try to make sure that they've been counted accurately by the computer system, correct?
Right. That's an audit process built into the law to verify that the tabulation system is functioning and counting correctly.
And with this new system you're beginning to look at, and kudos to you, by the way, going back, like I said, at least 2 or 3 years here, trying to bring in a lot of the stakeholders. And I recall when I was at some of those early meetings, and I haven't been invited back lately, Dean, but I'm not going to hold that against you. Some of the early meetings, you talked about the fact that you were open to any and all voting systems. You didn't have any idea where this was going yet. You wanted to talk to people, find out what their interests were in what you call the Voting System Assessment Project. Can you give me the bottom line over the past 2 or 3 years, what the Voting System Assessment Project has told you, what the standards are, the main standards that people wanted from a new voting system in Los Angeles County?
Sure. I mean, let me kind of lay the foundation for that a little bit. I mean, given what we talked about already, the fact that our current system is at the end of its life cycle, mm-hmm. the other reality is we know that the voting systems that are out there on the market today, first of all, it's a very limited market. Those systems don't have the capacity to function well in a jurisdiction of this size. And there's been some question about their functionality in general. I mean, and you certainly have followed that and participated in demonstrating that.
Well, I was going to say, yes, some question, quite a lot of questions about the accuracy of all of the existing voting systems that we currently use across the country that are currently federally certified for use. And California, of course, requires federal certification before the states can even consider state certification for these systems.
Exactly. And then you add to that or layer on top of that the fact that the federal infrastructure for providing that certification or approval of voting systems is completely broken right now. It's governed by the U.S. Elections Assistance Commission, which has no members right now, and is mired in the partisan political dynamic on Capitol Hill. There's two ways you could look at that from where I sit. You could say, wow, that's just a total mess. How can you even function in that and try to get a new voting system? Or you can choose to, as my staff and I have, to see that as an opportunity to really do this right. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. after the 2000 election and the Bush v. Gore situation and then the similar activities that happened in the 2004 presidential election, I think what we've learned is that voting systems development in this country have operated from a reactive standpoint. And so, we reacted to what happened in 2000 by saying, oh, we got to rush out and get rid of punch cards. So there was this mad dash mm-hmm. towards the touchscreen paperless voting systems that federal money was allotted and was spent on these systems. Then come 2004, come to find out that was not necessarily the most prudent thing to do.
Yeah, the systems that we replaced them with were often worse than the systems that were replaced. And I don't mean to cut you off there. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off there, but we're going to run short on time. I got a lot to ask you, so I'm trying to move us forward here. So with the systems that exist, no good for L.A., really for anybody. You're looking at building one from scratch, and so what are you finding that people want from this new system? What type of system are you now leaning towards, Dean?
Right. So that's exactly the phase of the project we're in now. We've collected a bunch of data. We've committed to saying that this is going to be a user-based or user-driven project. So we wanted to know what voters thought rather than just what we thought. And we collected that data. Now we have a design firm out of the Bay Area, IDEO, which is a human-centered design firm that has done some incredible work both in the private and the public sector. And they're taking all of that data, and they are going to develop from the data and the principles that we've adopted. And the principles, you asked about that earlier, the mm-hmm. principles that were adopted for this project are the things that I think are very critical from your standpoint. They're transparency, security, accuracy, verifiability, all of those things that those of us who care about the integrity of elections value highly. So what the design firm is doing is putting together design models for a voting system. They're not creating technology. They're not building a machine. They are designing a model for what the voter user experience would look like based on all of that data and that experience.
And would this system involve computers of some type, be it scanners like we have now or cell phone technology? I saw some talk about that, which was very concerning to me, frankly. So we are talking about a computer-based system, a new computer-based system of some sort that is currently being sort of designed or imagined at this point.
I think there certainly will be computer-based or electronic-based components to the system. Now, what that looks like and where that plays into the final output of the ballot and how the ballot is tabulated, I think, remains to be seen. I mean, we're committed to following through on the data and the feedback we got and comparing that to the principles. And then when it comes time to manufacture or build the machine or the component or the electronics, it's going to have to meet those same standards. And part of this engagement with the design firm is they can't simply create a pretty picture. They have to back that up with a feasibility study that shows that this is something that could reasonably be developed, manufactured, and meet the desires of the principles that we've adopted.
Is internet voting a part of this? In other words, we've got computer scientists and security experts who I'm sure you know have warned for years and years against internet voting, casting votes across the internet. Has this been ruled out from your system, given the dangers that it poses and given so many people who have worked on elections, testing the computer systems here in California and so forth, who have said we simply cannot cast votes across the internet at this time? Are you ruling that out in the new system, Dean Logan?
Yeah, I would say that internet voting as it has been attempted and discussed in this country and outside of this country would not fall within, would not meet the standards that we've adopted for this project. So the principles that have adopted envision still a paper-based ballot that's available for auditing and verifiability. The security standards that are embedded in our principles, and the value of a secret ballot that allows for independence in voting, I think are outside the scope of any internet voting project that has been attempted at this point.
I'm very glad to hear that, and I'm going to run through some questions here as quickly as I can, only because I'm coming to the top of the hour, Dean. But would it also involve hand-marked paper ballots as opposed to computer-marked paper ballots? I'm sure you recall, Dean, but I'll remind our listeners, some years ago, my own vote here in L.A. County was misprinted by the computer. Four of the 12 votes I had cast on that ballot were actually misprinted by the computer, and I was using the computer that was for disabled voters, for blind voters. Luckily, I'm not blind, so I was able to see that the computer had misprinted four of my 12 votes. So as you can imagine, I have great concerns about a computer printing out my results. So is that something that's also been ruled out?
Well, two things I'll say about that. First, as you know, I mean, just to clarify, what we found when we further investigated that is you actually were presented with the wrong ballot. So while they were not the choices you made based on the ballot you were supposed to get, which is still problematic, it was not that it misprinted the votes on the ballot that you were actually given. But that's a separate issue.
Well, the wrong data was punched into the computer.
Right.
And the computer gave me one ballot, and so it gave me the wrong ballot, and I ended up voting, had I not noticed this, for four people who I was actually voting against in that
case.
Right,
and I think that's actually the key thing that I wanted to get to is again, I don't want to... We've been very intentional about not presupposing what the outcome of this is going to be. So I want to be careful about that. But to get to your point, I think that it's likely that what we end up with will allow for hand-marked ballots, but that there very well could be some electronic interfaces for marking the ballot. But the key component there is the verifiability, and it's just what you said, is making sure that the voter has the ability to verify that the marks that they made electronically match up to their choices.
How do the voters after the election know?
Well, you don't do it after the election. I guess that's my point.
No, I'm saying that how would I, as an election integrity advocate, how would I look at those computer-printed ballots and know that the voter had approved them and approved them correctly, since we have studies showing that, you know, 80% of the people don't check their the paper trails that are printed off by computers. Other studies show that even when they do check them, they don't notice vote flips. So how would I, after the election, know that the voter had – that I was actually looking at the voter intent on a computer-printed ballot?
Well, I think there are a couple of different ways to address that, and that could be a whole show. But I would say one fundamental thing that I hope that we look at in this is actually separating the front end from the back end of that. So in other words, you might have a ballot marking device that you use some sort of interface, whether it be touchscreen or a keyboard, where you make your selections. That prints out a ballot that's human readable, so you can see that I made my selection for Brad Friedman and for yes on Measure J and blah, blah, blah. I mean, you can actually physically see that. And then you take that and deposit that into a back-end system that does the actual tabulation that is totally separate and independent from the marking system.
Understood, but I am worried that there's no way to know that that's actually what the voter intent was if it was printed by a computer. Dean, we're going to have to talk about this. I hope you'll come back in the future. I know I ask tough questions, but I really do want to get some idea of where we are headed. We've got a lot of listeners in Los Angeles County. This is an important decision that lies ahead in the next year or two. Very quickly, in about the 30 seconds I have left, will this voting system be federally certified, independently federally and independently state certified before it's ever used in L.A.?
It will be certified and approved before it's used in L.A. County. Whether that's a federal and state or a state-only certification depends on what happens with this legislation that's going to be pending in Sacramento.
Independently.
Other thing I will throw in there in these final seconds is that whatever we do will be field tested, and there will be prototypes, and we will gather input from voters before a final decision is made and before it even goes through a certification.
We talked, Dean, about hand counting and testing that, since you said you were open to any and all systems. Have you had the opportunity to look into hand counted paper ballots in this process?
It has been part of the research that we've done yet.
Okay, I'm going to have to ask you about that research in the future, and count on it that I will, because I really want to know what has been done on that score. Dean Logan, Registrar, Recorder, County Clerk, has a mammoth job currently and a huge job ahead of him. Thanks, Dean, for your time here today. I hope we can do this again in the near future.
Sounds good. Thank you, Brad.
Thanks, Dean. All right, my thanks also to our producer, Desi Doyen, our super-duper associate producer, Margot Paez. Good luck on your test tomorrow, Margot. Thanks to soundboard operator G. Also to our international in-studio broadcast observer, Steve Dorst. Hope you had a good time, Steve. Stay tuned for John Wiener. He will have more on Boston and the lessons learned from Oklahoma City. We'll be back same time next week, same Brad time, same Brad channel. Until then, you can find me on bradblog.com, on the Twitters at the Brad Blog. Good night, America.